Good morning. Denny Heflin here in Ottoman from the Farm Service Agency, bringing you updates with what's happening at the Farm Service Agency and USDA this week. Well, the acreage reports are here, and we want to remind producers that in order to maintain their program eligibility and benefits throughout the entire year, you must timely file an accurate acreage report at your local FSA office. It is always best to certify in the FSA office for which those farm records are being maintained, so if you have farms in multiple counties, you may want to consider traveling to all those counties that are applicable. The deadline to file acreage reports for the 2018 crop is July 15th, but as this date falls on a Sunday, the final date rolls forward to Monday the 16th. Programs covered by this deadline include the Agriculture Risk Coverage, or ARC, and Price Loss Coverage, PLC programs, marketing assistance loans, loan deficiency payments, and, of course, the Conservation Reserve Program. All producers with organic crops must also certify their crops by July 15th. The Audubon County FSA has updated area maps for the 2018 certification process. And as planning is mostly completed, we suggest you contact our office to pick up your new maps to complete your acreage report. And after you have marked out the fields with crops and planting dates, you can get them back to us. We will load the information into the computer and contact you and set up a time to visit our office to review and sign that 578 certification. Remember, phone ahead as appointments will save you a lot of time in the FSA office. A reminder to producers also when certifying that if they're planning to have wind turbines constructed on their farms, that they should be prepared to identify where the expected locations of the generators and roads will be in the applicable fields. It is important to notify your local Farm Service Agency office prior to construction, as this may cause a change in farm cropland classifications, and the FSA will also need to complete an environmental survey prior to your beginning any construction to remain eligible for USDA benefits. Any area that's no longer considered suitable as cropland, such as being able to produce an annual perennial crop, should be designated in our FSA records and the aerial photography maps. This includes CRP program acres and any of the other ARC or PLC that may be removed that might affect your crop acreage base. Again, if you are entering into any agreements with wind generation companies, be sure to notify your FSA office so we can determine if your programs could be affected. Conservation Reserve. Conservation Reserve, or CRP participants, are responsible for ensuring adequate vegetative cover is maintained on their farms to control erosion throughout the life of the CRP contract, and also control undesirable vegetation or weeds, including noxious weeds. This also affects the control of insects and rodents that may pose a threat to existing cover or adversely impact other landowners in the area. All CRP maintenance activities such as mowing, burning, disking, and spraying must be conducted outside of the primary nesting season or brood-rearing season, which in Iowa that date is May 15th through August 1st. However, spot treatment of acreage may be allowed during this primary nesting season. If left untreated, the weeds, insects, or other undesirable species would adversely impact the approved cover. In this instance, spot treatment is limited to the affected areas in the fields and requires county committee approval prior to beginning the spot maintenance. Producers needing to perform these maintenance activities on their CRP acres during the PNS season should identify the areas needed on an aerial map and make their written request prior to beginning. The County FSA office will be cooperating with the County Weed Commissioner to jointly complete field visits and spot checks of CRP that involve noxious weeds. This joint effort usually begins the latter part of May and continues through the summer. In closing for today, for more information or clarification on these topics that I had here on the program, feel free to contact our local FSA office. Here in Audubon, that number is 712-563-4261, extension 2. Or if you are in town in Audubon, stop by, visit us here at the office at 900 4th Avenue, located one block east of the National Guard Armory. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with updates and reminders. Have a great day. Thanks for listening, and stay cool.